Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
Hosea 4:6 says that his people are perishing for lack of knowledge. And so I really think that we need to get more knowledge and what the Lord, you know, has in mind for us.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, The Power of God's Word.
Speak the word.
I want to tell you how important it is to especially monitor your words when you're in a storm or in a trial. Remember, Satan is roaming around looking for a way to get in for someone to devour. Don't let it be you. Okay? You'll find out in 1 Peter 5:8. David was in the hospital back in the spring. When I was in David's room, the surgeon came in and he told me that he did not do well. His blood pressure and his other vitals, he says, are down. And he says, we're going to have to take him back in for emergency surgery and put him in a pacemaker. I just listened. And when he left to go out the door, I said, thank you. But as soon as the doctor left the room and said he'd be back, we began to pray and we rebuked those words. And other vitals began to improve. You know how they sat outside the door of these little nurses' stations? The nurses that was watching outside his door came running in and said, Mr. Ramsey, your vitals are rising. And so I kept praying in English and praying in the spirit, and so was David. The doctor never came back. They moved him into another room that afternoon, and he went home the next day. No pacemaker. We will have storms, but you can come through the next one better than you did the last one if you'll let God guide you with his word, because you'll find a word in here. The most important thing I want you to see is how important it is not to get into fear, because the enemy, this is what happens, you know, when the doctors or your bankers or somebody tells you something like this, the enemy immediately comes in and tempts you to get into fear. And you need to know that fear is a spirit, and you can come against and rebuke that spirit of fear and resist it. Because, you know, isn't that what the Bible tells us in James? Submit yourself to the Lord God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Well, he's trying to get you into fear, because if he can get you into fear, then he's already halfway there. Yes. And he's going to put some other thoughts in your mind, and you're going to have to do like it says in 2 Corinthians 10:5. You're going to have to bring all those thoughts into captivity. And you're going to bring those thoughts into captivity by when the devil is telling you one thing, you're going to have to say what God said. That's how you capture that thought, is by not repeating what the devil said, but repeat what the Word of God tells you. Don't go saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. We serve a higher power. And Jesus is our physician. That's all I'm saying here. He's higher. And if you need to go to the doctor, go to the doctor. I mean, if they need to go, I go. I went last week for a follow-up for something. But I'm not saying that you can't go. Sometimes, you know, you can pray for this. It's not that the prayer doesn't always work. It's just where your faith level is. Because God's Word is not God's Word. It always works. So if it's lacking something, it's in me. Okay? So, for instance, if you're in a doctor's office and he gives you a bad report, just listen. Like I did when he was telling me about Dave, just listen with respect. He's doing his job. That's all he's doing. That's what he's been trained to do. And do it with respect. And don't say anything to him. Just listen. And then say, thank you, doctor. But when you get outside, you say, God, I don't receive that evil report that was spoken over me and my body. I don't receive that. I rebuke every word that was spoken over me. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I command it to hit the ground and not bear any fruit. I declare in the name of Jesus there will be no harvest from those words. Amen. And God, I thank you that you're my God, you're my healer, and you got this. Okay?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. But like I said, I have nothing against doctors and nurses. I love them. It's all I'm saying is when you build your house on the rock of God's word, when the storm come, and they will, no matter how bad the storm is, you can face adversity and look at it in the face, stare it down, and you will come out a winner every time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saints, your words have power. That's the main point today, is you want to be able to speak. As the title of the message today was Sisters That Speak Right. And there's no better way to speak than speaking God's word.
Yes.
And being a voice, a mouthpiece for Him.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing. We're His servants. And we speak His word. Your words are either going to lift you up, or your words are going to destroy you.
Amen.
Your words will bring life or death. As the Bible says, there's life and death in the power of your tongue. Your words affect every area of your life, and you will experience victory or you will experience defeat. It's all based on your choice of words. We have all been given a two-edged sword, so we can be victorious in all our circumstances, no matter what they are. Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is quick and sharper than a two-edged sword, that it'll cut through bone and marrow, even to divide in the spirit and soul. And according to Romans 10:8, it says, the word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. Job 22:28, God has given me and you the power to declare and decree. Again, that's Job 22:28. He gives us the power to declare a thing and decree it. In other words, the power to speak His word to any mountain or to any situation. Remember what I said in Proverbs 18:21, that life and death lies in the power of your tongue. God gave me a revelation a long time ago that every word that I speak out of my mouth has the ability to create. He says, I can curse with these lips.
Amen.
I can bless with these lips. I can be victorious with these lips. I can be defeated with these lips. He says, it's up to me. Saints, every word you speak is a seed. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. I think it's in Luke 8:11 that He said His word is a seed, and it's going to bring forth a harvest. Anybody's in here is on a farm. I was brought up on a farm. And when my dad went out to plant green beans or potatoes or whatever it was, that was what he was expecting to come up. And so what you're speaking out of your mouth is a seed, and it's going to bring a harvest. So do you want a harvest from what you've been saying, or do you want to change those words and get a new harvest? Do you want to harvest something else? It's up to us. Like I said, according to Luke 8:11, God's word is a seed, and when that seed is planted, something's going to come up. And let me end with this. We don't really put a lot of thought into what we say. I know we don't. But most of God's children, as I said before, are not getting a good harvest, because they're either planting the wrong seed, or when they plant it, they dig it up before it's had a chance to take root.
Wow.
Do you know how you dig up your seed? Well, I'm going to tell you how you dig up your seed. Someone will pray for you, or you'll ask God for something. And then maybe in 2 or 3 days, you haven't gotten any results from your prayer. Like maybe when the Lord told me I was going to write my book, and maybe a week later I said, Lord, I still don't have know what you want me to write in this book. So I guess I must have misunderstood you. I dug up the seed.
Yes.
Instead of thanking Him for it. I dug up the seed. Or if somebody lay hands on you and you're sick, you received a healing, and you're feeling better, or maybe you didn't get the results right away, so maybe you still have a pain, but that doesn't mean you didn't get healed. Because see, the pain, that's in the natural. The healing's in the supernatural. Or maybe you did get the feeling better, and a day or two later you get the feeling better. Well, you say, well, I thought I was healed, but I guess I wasn't. And saying, instead of saying, Lord, I thank you that I'm healed. I'm not moved by what I feel, and I'm not moved by what I see. I'm only moved by what the Word of God says, and the Word says I'm healed. So I'm not moved by that. I know I'm healed, and I thank you for it. And just keep on doing what you normally do, okay? Remember, God provides, and we choose blessings or curses. But I want to let you know that God is a big God. And how big do you, all of you out there listening, see God, see Him bigger than the situation?
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Father, I thank you that you have created us to be speaking spirits. And as you spoke all things into existence, you have created us in your image so we can call those things to be not as though they are. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you are your word and you have given us the power and authority to speak it. Help us to understand, O Lord, that everything that is going on in our lives, in our circumstances, is in complete relationship to the words we choose to speak. Help us to get a revelation today that according to your word, if we want to see good days, we must be more aware of the words coming out of our mouths. And when we speak words of lack and sickness, we are opening up the door for Satan to come in. Lord, for the courage not to do that. I pray, Lord, today that we will begin to speak your word and see those things begin to turn around in our lives and those mountains come down. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.